but it was a Death Eater who rose up from it.
Come,
said the other Death Eater.
Under cover of disillusionment, and in anticipation of our arrival, our brothers and sisters are preparing anti-apparition and silencing charms. The Lestranges will not escape our justice.
Tom had said the Lestranges were talking about what they had done, and the idea made Sirius clench his wand hard enough to hurt his fingers. He could imagine how they might still be gloating about it, speaking in stage whispers in some dark corner, remarking on how sad it was that a family of purebloods had betrayed their heritage, and how marvelous it was that they had finally gotten what was coming to them. Sirius could almost hear their sneer. He had heard it often enough before.
Do you understand what we will be doing?
Asked the other Death Eater, his voice carrying a lifeless, discordant tone that was so far from Riddle's usual warmth, another layer of protection granted by their masks, so that they could not betray themselves by merely speaking.
This is a crime which Britain will not be able to ignore. When the Ministry condemns our retaliation, the people will be forced to take sides, and there will at last be no neutral parties. I understand,
Sirius said, and the other Death Eater briefly clasped his shoulders once more.
Then let us be of good cheer, my brother. This is the day that the war begins in earnest. We will always be full of sorrow when we think of yesterday. But for today, there will only be a rejoicing.
A hand was offered to him, and Sirius took it in his own before he was pulled along through space and non-space. Immediately upon his arrival, even before the momentary disorientation of apparition had vanished, he could feel the ward run over him like warm water as the anti-apparition charms took effect over the area. The Lestranges would likely have felt it as well. The Death Eaters arrived on the front lawn of a squat, two-floor house with black and tan bricks. Roses and various shrubs decorated the path leading to the front door, and it was flanked on one side by a small garage with a sloping black roof.
The Lestranges thought we would never believe that they would take shelter in a Muggle residence, but we are not so foolish as to be taken in by such poor misdirection,
said the other Death Eater. Then he gestured to the door, and Sirius blew it off the hinges and into fragments with an expulso.